tape record someone speaking, then play it backwards. Chances are you'll think it all sounds like gibberish. But according to two Adelaide researchers, there are secret messages to be heard in backward speech. The technique is called backmasking, and after thousands of hours of listening, these researchers have developed a theory to explain it. Howard Gipps reports.
David's theories are gaining acceptance. Psychotherapist Caroline Mead has been using his expertise in treating her patients.
If there's something that we're not picking up on, some strong drive that's going on, I often suggest that the person do a session with David, and when they bring the reversals back, it becomes very apparent as to what's going on.
David has also been used in a couple of child molestation claims, and recently actually helped the New South Wales Police in a murder case.
David Oates' research into the science of reverse speech is now starting to be accepted in the United States and Australia. As Michael Beattie found out, David claims reversals reveal our inner thoughts.
If people think we're crazy, well, that's fine. I'm sure they thought Isaac Newton was crazy too.
Is this a sign of events?
Hi, my name is David John Oates, and it is now 10 years since those original broadcasts about the discovery of reverse speech. In those 10 years, the face of reverse speech has changed significantly. I now live in San Diego, California, and have a thriving, successful practice where I use reverse speech in both therapeutic and investigative situations. So what exactly is reverse speech? Simply put, reverse speech is another form of human communication that is automatically generated by the brain. It occurs every time we speak and is complementary with the forward speech. In other words, what is spoken about forwards is usually what will be spoken about backwards.
Here we are, tuned into another fun-filled episode of The Eternal Now, here on WFMU.org, on the internet. As usual, I will be your host. My name is Andy. We got some whole range of things for you today. everything from old computer music to slightly less old punk, some new wave stuff. You know the drill. We just heard from the Pain Teens, from the album Born in Blood. I'm not going to pronounce how that track is spelled, but basically it's the way love used to be, but backwards. And we did start that set off with a cassette about reverse speech. I'm not sure what I think about this concept of reverse speech being a subliminal slip of the tongue. Seems a little far-fetched, if you ask me. But you know what? You didn't. Here we go. More music right now.
Big now. we can't begin to understand. Bye.
haven't spoken to the Black Forest. And I had Amber from Luna Horton. I was very fucking happy to be frolicking to the Black Forest. Hey, this look up behind me. Mr. Chris Knuckles. She had shit on her knuckles. She ripped up my Lederhosen. She ripped up my Lederhosen. And I sounded something like this. Ouch! 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 Chiseled feet, you nasty Aryan bitch! Get your knuckles out of my asshole! Snell! I've been frolicking through the Black Forest! All I had on was some legal horses! I was fucking happy! I was fucking happy! I got a beer from the flame bombs! I had on some legal horses! My buttocks were ripped open! I'm a little horse. The bitch snuck up from behind me. She was a chisel-faced alien bitch. She had a knuckles creased. She had shit on her knuckles. She had shit on her knuckles. And I sounded something like this. As we fell into the Black Forest. I would like this. Ah! Ow! Ow! They were both happy aliens, stomping through the dark, stomping through the Black Forest. I had visions of the bunker. I had visions of the bunker. It was happy. And as we sat in the bunker, this my chisel-faced alien bitch. We both made sounds, something like this.
Thank you.
bam, there you have it. Whole slew of songs right there. We just heard from The Residents, Hello Skinny. That was taken from Buster and Glenn. Those wacky Residents. In front of that, another wacky release, Pogo the Clown, with a track called Lederhosen from 1988. That's Tom Hazelmeyer, who runs the Amphetamine Reptile label, his band Halo of Flies. This was a collaboration with one of the fellows from Killdozer. I think this was just a one-off 7-inch. There you have it, Pogo the Clown. In front of that, Khan D-Mech, also from 1988 on the Triple R label. That was a track called Peace, Love, and Other Myths. Indeed. Just in front of that, we had Vita Noctis, a track called Haiti, from an album reissue, Against the Rule, a double LP. Nice overarching view of Vita Noctis, who was featured on one of the Eternal Now premiums a couple years ago. Vita Noctis. Just in front of that, Databank A with a track, Intervention. That was originally a 7-inch called Intervention, here reissued on the box set from Vinyl on Demand, triple LP and 7-inch. Also a good overarching view of the work of Databank A. This is a thing I picked up at the WFMU Record Fair a couple weeks ago. Had a blast at the WFMU Record Fair. Pretty confident I'm going to be going back next year as well. So many great things there. So many great people. Anyway, moving right along. Another record I did pick up there at the fair. Confuse, a 7-inch, Nuclear Addicts, by the Japanese hardcore band Confuse. Or is it punk? Let's split hairs. Or not. We're going to keep things going as promised. Here is some computer music. This is, who do we have up here? Oh, Alice Shields. I think this is from 1980. You're listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Very cerebral. Academic electronic music. We just heard from Joel Grezel, or Gressel, with a track called Crossings. That was from a 1972 on CRI, Computer Generations. It's a compilation of computer music. Each track by each composer is of a different computer technology, which is an interesting historical. I like it anyway. Moving backwards in time, Maurizio Kegel before that with the track Der Schall from 1969 on the Deutsche Grammophon label. The always exciting Maurizio Kegel. In front of that, collaboration, also exciting, Don Cherry and John Appleton from the album Human Music on the Flying Dutchman label. Another record I got at the record fair, FMU. Bam. In front of that, Jose Vincent Asua with a track, Divertimento, on the Turnabout label. From Electronic Music Volume 5. I think that was one of those electronic music competitions. I don't know what they won exactly, but I like the idea that it's competitive electronic music. And we did start that set off with Alice Shields. Another compilation of computer music. Coyote was the name of that track. By Alice Shields. 1981. I actually said 80 earlier. I was wrong. It's 81. Okay. That's about all I got. I do have one more trick in my bag. This is a track from Forest Management. It's called Memory External. Smooth way to lead you out of this week's episode. Thanks for listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy, and I'll see you guys next time.